Welcome to the Katie Bulmer Cook Podcast Show. Fitness, workouts, nutrition, business, interviews, entrepreneurship, and of course, plenty of Northern banter. Here she is, your host, Katie Bulmer Cook.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Katie Bulmer Cook Podcast. Thank you for downloading the podcast and thank you for listening. I've got a cracking guest lined up for our first podcast. So obviously this is the first one. What can you expect from my podcast? Well, you can expect everything from fitness, workouts, nutrition, business, everything to do with being an entrepreneur, everything to do with being a fit mummy. You name it, it's going to be out there alongside some general Northern banter as well. If you enjoy the podcast, please let us know. Tweet me at KatieBulmer1 and you can also follow me and see some cool workout videos on YouTube. Just search Katie Bulmer Cook. And with that in mind, I'd like to introduce you to my first ever guest on the podcast, the lovely Yvonne Radley. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello. Thank you for having me as your first guest. This is amazing.
I'm excited about having Yvonne on the podcast because I've worked with Yvonne for quite a while now, and Yvonne is a media expert, and she's helped me massively with not just getting in my local press, in the local paper, on the local radio, but she has got me some big gigs as well in national magazines. And she's really helped me raise my profile as a fitness professional in the media. So, Yvonne, the first question I've got for you is, how did you start out and how did you get to where you are now?
Well, it's been a long career. I'm very old, Katie. I'm much older than I look. But basically, when I first started out, I was a journalist back in the 80s when the women were all wearing shoulder pads. But you won't remember that. But basically, I went through kind of, and I've worked for everybody, like in newspapers, magazines, a little bit of TV, and radio. And radio is where I finished about 4 years ago when I was made redundant, because the industry had changed a lot. And I was at the time working for Capital FM in the East Midlands, responsible for Trent and Ram and Leicester Sound. And I got made redundant, basically. Now, at the time, I was dating a hot personal trainer.
Oh.
And I know. And I'm still with him, I'm happy to say, 4 years later. And basically, yeah, I had three months' worth of money to make it. And I said to him, let's move to my house in Nottingham. We were in Leicester at the time because that's where I was working. And let's set up our own boot camp, which we did. And we launched Action Boot Camp in 2010. And because I had done journalism in the past, we had no budget. I had a very limited budget. And so I just used all my tricks to get free media attention and boost the numbers at the boot camp. And it ended up being really successful. And after about 2 years, I was missing the media and I was meeting more and more people at conventions and things. And I realised that fitness professionals didn't know how to go about raising their profile, getting in the media for free and not taking out adverts, which cost a fortune. And so I started training people, and that's kind of when I met you as well. Mm. And yeah, for the last 2 years, I've been working with fitness professionals in the UK, helping them earn more money by raising their profile.
Mm, and you do it very well.
Thank you. It's great when you have a good student like you. You're my little star.
I'm always teacher's pet. Always have been. So Yvonne, you touched on the fact that fit pros have traditionally always thought that they've got to seek advertisements in papers and magazines and spend a lot of money. And I think that, you know, there's a little bit in every fit pro that wants to put themselves out there, wants more attention, wants to be in the press to help them boost their business. But why do you think fit pros find it so hard to get into the media, in your experience?
I think it's just that it's quite a mysterious world, isn't it? People don't really know who they need to contact what they need to say, and what kind of stories they're looking for. And I think it's literally just that. And what I've tried to do is break down those barriers and show people that, you know what, journalists need the fit pros just as much as the fit pros want to get their message out there. You know, you guys are the experts. And let's face it, you know, obesity and fitness and health in general is big news nowadays. You know, journalists don't necessarily know about all the nuances that go with that. You do. And so, yeah, it's just about getting them in touch with the right people at the right time. I think it's just that they're a bit scared, really, of going for it.
Do you think there's a little bit of fear in terms of rejection? Like, you put yourself out there, you put yourself in front of journalists, but sometimes we're a little bit worried that we'll just be turned down?
A little bit. And I know people nowadays, I don't know if it's just in the fitness industry or generally, don't really like picking up the phone. You know, it's that making contact with somebody, which does make a big difference when you're contacting a journalist. But I think it's not so much fear of rejection. I think it's more that they'll be made to look silly or disagree with what they say. Because in my experience working with fit pros, I mean, the guys here in the UK, their knowledge is immense and they know so much, but it doesn't necessarily go along with government guidelines or what the nutritionists say. And I think nowadays, you know, the tide is beginning to turn and people are thinking, do you know what? People are still getting bigger. Maybe, you know, they haven't got it right. Maybe we should start listening to the fit pros a bit more. I think it is that they'll be made to look silly because what they say quite often goes against the grain.
So I would definitely say, in my experience having worked with you, that the main thing I struggled with at first, and it happened quite quickly for me, but I know that for some people, because they don't get in the paper the first time they send a press release in, that often disheartens them. But for me, I just tried and tried and tried again, and eventually I got my foot in the door.
Yeah.
And people have just got to keep trying, haven't they?
Persistency is the key. And I say to everyone, you know, you need to send something in at least once a month. If you do it more than that, then you're likely to get on their nerves and you might end up on like a bit of a dead list where they just ignore you. And if you leave it longer, they won't remember you. But if you send something in every 3 to 4 weeks, and if you send something in that is good content and an interesting perspective, or at least you have an opinion, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're for or against something, just do not sit on that fence, be opinionated, then they're going to use you. As soon as they know that you're not like a flash in the pan, just one story, that you're going to provide them with content every single month, again and again and again, that they can use, then they do, and they never let you go.
Yeah. So, Yvonne, if you had to pinpoint three things that every fit pro should be doing when it comes to the media, what would they be?
Well, I think one of the best things you can do is react to national stories. So when a big story breaks, then get on the phone immediately to the radio station, because radio has the fastest deadline, you know, within half an hour. To be honest, if it's a massive, massive story, they kind of break into programming and do, you know, a news alert. But that happens very, very rarely. But really, with radio, you know, it's an hourly deadline rather than newspapers, you know, tend to be a lot longer deadline. So if a national story breaks, get onto the local BBC. They have a speech-based licence, so they like to have callers on air, and give your opinion. And like I said before, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, for or against, as long as it's strong. The next thing is obviously, like I was just saying there, send in regular press releases so that you stay top, you know, top of mind awareness. And they'll think, oh, you know, then when a big story does break, they'll be like, oh, who's that fit pro that's always sending press releases in? Dig it out, let's contact them. And nowadays, I think another big thing that everyone should definitely do is blog, because it's a, you know, a great way for journalists to find you nowadays. And you can get on great platforms like medium.com and the Huffington Post. They've got a whole health section. And so I think blogging, regular press releases, and reacting to national news that should, everybody should be doing those three things.
Okay. I think that's a good bit of advice. Like, as far as the press release scenario was concerned, something that was really like a big light bulb moment for me was when you taught me how to structure a press release.
Yes.
And up to that point, I'd been sending stuff in or I'd been speaking on the phone, which is fine, but I think sometimes the danger with that is that sometimes your words aren't always printed as you said them.
No, that's true.
But what I found when I started following what you told us to do was that the speech, the quotes that I sent across were printed as I wrote them. So there was less room for error.
Yes. And they have to quote you exactly, unless they're going to paraphrase. But if you're in speech marks, they have to do it exactly. Yeah. And if there's written evidence, they're gonna stick to it.
Yeah, definitely. And write your own quote.
It sets you apart as well, because it makes you look like a professional. Mm-hmm. And because they have hundreds of press releases every day.
Yeah.
And so if you turn in three or four pages rambling on about when you started, they're not interested. And that's what happens, a lot of the time. People go into too much detail. And with my press releases, they're very short and sweet.
Yeah, to the point. Just the way they should be.
Exactly.
So, Yvonne, let's take the question I just asked you and then flip it on its head. And instead I'll ask you, what are the three things that every fit pro should stop doing if they want to improve their media profile?
Well, they should stop rambling on, as we were just saying there. Concise. I think that's the biggest mistake most of them make. They just ramble on for too long. And also, they always give their qualifications. Like, we know you're a trained fit pro. You don't need to tell us, that you've got reps level 2 or a diploma level 4. It's just
you did exercise to music in 1971.
Exactly. Another thing that they do, this drives me crazy, stop pitching your new classes or your new timetable. Because that's not new. Take out an advert. And finally, stop being afraid to pick up the phone, Just ring. Pick up the phone and ring a journalist and have a chat. And, you'll probably have a contact there for life.
Yeah. The better way to get your personality across as well, isn't it? To speak to someone verbally.
Yeah, definitely. And you can always go on their contact list. Even if you just ring up and introduce yourself as your local fitness professional in your area and ask to go on their contact list as an expert for anything to do with health, fitness and wellness. And they'll put you on the list. And then when a story breaks, they basically work their way through the list until they get somebody to talk to them. And even better if you have a niche. So say you do fitness for children.
Yeah.
That's really useful to a journalist.
So, everyone, there's like loads of different types of media. The main three that jump out that people tend to be interested in are local news on newspapers and magazines, local radio or national radio, and then there's the big one, TV.
Yes.
So, if you could give one bit of advice to fit pros, like something that they could do, like right now when they finish listening to the podcast, that would take them closer to each of those mediums, what would it be? So first, let's go for newspaper.
Local newspaper. I think sending in that regular content and just getting people used to you, definitely.
So write a press release, send it in, get it to the right person and just do it rather than thinking about it, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
What about the local radio? Because local's a really good place to start. You've got to start local, haven't you?
Definitely. Especially your community stations, very much like your BBC speech-based licence. Whereas commercial radio is a music-based licence. And so, it's 90% music, basically. You hear a few adverts and you hear the DJ do like a 30-second link and that's about it. Mm-hmm. Whereas BBC and community radio, they can have guests in. So I would get in touch with the local... the breakfast crew are always good and sometimes the breakfast crew will have a producer. Depends on the size of the station. But get in touch with, your news teams, your breakfast presenter and offer to go in and be a guest.
Yeah.
And, a lot of my clients get on local radio as guests. Some of them even have weekly spots. Mm-hmm. They do loose ladies sections and things like that.
Yeah. Our ones, isn't it amazing as well how fitness can relate to any news story? Like, our one's got a call from BBC Newcastle to go in and talk about, I think it was like the BAFTAs or the Oscars, and I had to go in and comment on what I thought all the actresses were doing, fitness-wise, workout-wise, in the run-up to the red carpet. Like, that is so random, but it's amazing what fitness can be applied to, isn't it?
Definitely. It's in the news a lot. Mm.
Like, definitely don't wait for there to be a story on an obesity epidemic.
No.
Like, just anything.
You can even Google, you know, your latest stats for your town anyway and make a story up. Or if you see a trend that's happening, look at all the, you know, everyone knows that kids spend a lot of time on mobile phones nowadays. You know, you could write a whole story or a blog about what apps kids are using.
Even
just like looking at your own children and changing habits as well. Like when you go out, all the kids are just constantly on the phones nowadays.
Yeah, there's a story in every story, isn't there, for fitness?
Yes.
So what if somebody wanted to be on the telly, Yvonne?
I think with TV, it's the hardest one, which I remember having that conversation with you when you first came to me and you was like, I want to be on the telly. I was like, okay, Katie, we need to build your local profile first and your YouTube followers. So, I mean, that's a great one, building up your YouTube followers. Mm. Because with TV nowadays, it's changed. You know, you don't need to send in a showreel. If you've got a brilliant idea, and especially in fitness, you know, if you, say you create a new trend, a new fitness trend, and you have 10,000 people following you on Twitter, they're going to want to have you on their show. And you can come up with ideas for shows. So I think with TV, definitely work on your YouTube followers. And also, of course, you don't need to wait to be on TV. I know with you, what we did was create the Little Black Dress series where you worked out with Heidi, your daughter.
Yeah.
That got a massive following, didn't it?
Mm-hmm, it really did. I just made a little, it was like a homemade TV show in my living room. And it did get such a great following. I did about 12 episodes and it really did, it worked.
And it's great practice as well for being in front of the camera.
Yvonne, do you think there's such a thing as bad publicity?
Well, it's a tricky question that, because, I don't know, the answer is yes and no. Because I think, yes, your reputation can be absolutely ruined, you know, if something happens or you do something. And, you know, getting in the press, it gives you kudos, it gives you credibility. And I think if something comes along that ruins that, then you're pretty much doomed.
Mm.
However, there are people who make a living out of what you probably would call bad publicity. For example, Katie Price, you know, she courts the media. Her private life is constantly in press and she uses it to get fame and sell books and, you know, publicise whatever it is she's doing. But the flip side of that is that her relationships are very much in the media as well. So, you know, there's kind of an example where she does have, you know, bad publicity. I mean, nobody wants their private lives put all over the press. However, it is kind of the media machine that she, you know, has always had. And so it fuels her lifestyle that is her, isn't it?
Mm. You know, when I thought of asking you that question, you know who was in my mind? Remember Katie Hopkins? Well, not do you remember, she's everywhere. And she seems to make her major career out of being controversial.
Yes, yes, they do. Even, can you remember years ago when Big Brother first started, Nasty Nick?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, they still, you know, go to VIP parties. You know, all the red carpet dudes in London, because they have PR agents and, you know, quite a lot of the time stuff's put out to, you know, to fan the flames, to keep them in the public eye. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people make a living out of it. Kerry Katona, I don't know what she's called now.
Yeah, Kerry Katona, she's still a big fan. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Keza.
I mean, she's, you know, oh God, talk about a phoenix rising from the ashes. You know, 1 minute she's up, next minute she's down. And it's catalogued, isn't it? In the tabloids, especially. The tabloids really do love, you know, that kind of celebrity story.
Yeah. One thing that I haven't asked you much about so far, Yvonne, we've touched on newspaper, radio and TV, but what about magazines? How are they different?
Magazines are really, really great, especially for fitness professionals, because the thing is with, if you get into a magazine, like you've got national magazines, you know, calling you after you'd won the Fit Pro Award, and also the story we did with Prince William and Katie when you sent her your Fit Mummy manual.
Yeah,
you know, that went everywhere, and that's a really very quick win to get you that national publicity and get your name out there. And you can use stuff like that on your website to highlight the fact, which does your business the world of good, you know, back home. Because if you see that you've been in, I don't know, Top Sante like you were, named in the top 100, you know, health and wellness gurus, then if somebody's looking to hire a Fit Pro and you've got that on your website compared to 10 others down the road that have nothing... Well, I know who I would go with, and, you know, you can name your price, basically. So magazines, if you use them well, can really add to your reputation, build your profile. It's a really great way of getting national publicity. Of course, launching online programmes.
Yeah.
Because people nowadays, with the advent of the internet, don't have to just, you know, stick with the same fitness professional in the same town. You can train with people all over the world.
And magazines are usually, well, my experience with the gigs you've got me, have been always very happy to put a web address at the end of the article and give any products that you have a little plug.
Yes. They're brilliant for that. And I think magazine stories, you know, they tend to be nice stories, don't they? They're feature stories. You know, you can really get in depth into an issue. So it's a great chance for you to show off your knowledge as well.
Yeah. I like magazines. It's nice to have, like, pictures of press cuttings and everything on your website as well, isn't it?
Definitely. I highly recommend a media page. And you know what? I always say this, it's a snowball effect. You know, use that to get more publicity. Like with you, we got your local publicity, and then we started getting national publicity. And you just used one thing to open the next door, like the Argos gig that you got. You know, then you took that to your local paper and got in the local paper. And it's like a cycle. You're going around all the time. You become almost, you know, a celebrity in your own right because you're featured everywhere.
I think that for me personally, having worked with you and having like more than dipped my toe in this, like threw myself into it full force, I would totally recommend that other trainers, whether you teach classes or you do PT, whatever it is, give this a shot and give it a good shot, because it's a great way of not just raising your profile locally and getting more local clients and spreading your message in your area. But also, like you've just said there, the snowball effect of getting in magazines, making you stand out from your competitors in the local area is massive.
Yeah, because you can finally earn the money that you deserve. And that's what it's all about. You know, everyone wants fame, but ultimately, we only want that fame to get us more clients. Yeah. You know, so leverage it, use it, use that. It's only 15 minutes of fame, as they always say. So, you know, cash it in, basically, to get yourself a better income and a better life.
So no more wasting money on advertising.
Oh, it's pointless, isn't it?
Yeah.
And also, you know, who would you trust, a Fit Pro with an advert out or somebody that was featured in a double-page spread?
Yeah.
You know, being featured in editorial rather than advertorial is worth a million times more.
Yeah, I totally agree. So... We've spoken about fitness in the media.
Yes.
I want to know more about you, Yvonne Radley.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell me, how often do you work out? What's your favourite form of exercise?
Well, it's changed recently. I was a bit ill at the beginning of the year. I had vertigo, which I'd never had before, labyrinthitis, which made me really dizzy. And I couldn't train. Normally, obviously, because I own a boot camp, I used to work out at the boot camp. But I had that, and then right on the back of it, I had bronchitis. So I had about 10 weeks where I couldn't train. So I literally walked the dog. And even now, I'm still not, like, back to it properly because I ended up getting into lifting weights. We've got an outdoor gym where we live, and I go outside. I train 5 times a week, and I lift dumbbells and barbells now. Mm-hmm. Purely because I couldn't run around like I was doing, but I'm so into it now and also I'm so busy with work that I don't really have time to go to the boot camp. I used to go in the mornings, but I work out at home now this year. That's what I've ended up doing, and I'm really enjoying it, so it's good for a change.
Is there anything in particular that you're working towards? You've got any goals?
I mean, I always struggle with my weight, and so I would like to lose a little bit of weight. Then that's always what I'm trying to do. I mean, years ago, when I was working full-time, I was huge. I think I probably would have been about a size 22.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I was a big girl. And so now I'm kind of a 14, 16, and I want to get back down to a 12, 14. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, that's
really impressive.
There's pictures.
Oh, I'd like to see the pictures.
Oh my god,
they were good before and after.
Yeah, they would. So yeah, I always train. It's just been a bit of a habit, really, that I've got into because you know I don't want to be that big. Yeah, this year was a little bit of a setback because I had 10 weeks where I couldn't train. But I just got through it, and I like to do a little bit of meditation. That's quite new.
So,
lifting weights. And so for me, it's really important to stay healthy. And so that's kind of what I concentrate on, staying healthy.
I think when you focus on health, everything else that you want comes with it, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So, Yvonne, what do you predict? Because you've got your finger in two pies here. You've got your finger in the fitness industry pie and the media industry pie.
Yes.
So, first of all, fitness industry. What do you predict for the fitness industry for the next 12 months?
Oh, my goodness. I think we'll probably see a lot more online products work, and I think we'll definitely see a lot of fitness professionals working from anywhere in the world because they'll have online products. And I would like to see I don't know whether it will happen this year, but I would like to see newspapers, magazines, radio stations, TV taking more notice of what the fit pros have to say. And less notice, because I mean some of the my knowledge, I know, a fair amount about fitness. It's not as much as, a personal trainer. I did do my level 2 fitness instructor. But even I can see that the messages out there are wrong. And I'd like to see more fitness professionals being heard.
Yeah.
Rather than the standard, we all know what the standard messages
just
are.
Let's just bin that food plate.
Yes.
And let's stop being moderate for 10 minutes a day.
Oh, exactly.
And let's stop classing the housework and gardening as a workout, for God's sake.
Yeah.
But what about the media? What do you think there'll be any changes in the next 12 months?
Well, I think... I mean, when you say media, do you mean like media with fit pros as well?
Anything like really? Do you think there'll be changes in formats? Do you think, can you see any new TV shows on the horizon?
I think that the social media is just having a massive, massive effect on the industry. I think there's going to be, there's like this third wave feminist movement happening. There's a lot of spirituality around, a lot of transformations, and I think the way that Fit Pro sell is going to be a lot softer. At the minute, it's still quite that masculine boot camp type mentality almost. Even programs like online programs like Insanity, it's all rah 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 in your face. I think there's a much softer, gentler way of selling that's coming. I think Twitter and Instagram are going to play a massive role, and Facebook. I mean, Facebook's always going to be there as the biggie, isn't it? But images, pictures, there's so much scope for the future, and it's going to be a lot easier to sell your products online and to push them and promote them. You've already seen big brands like Coca-Cola coming onto Instagram and Twitter. I mean, the way that people use hashtags, the Snapchat, there's just so many. There's stuff that's going to come out that hasn't even been invented yet. But you know what I've noticed, having worked in the media and having dipped my toe into the fitness industry people are about 10 years ahead of normal businesses in the UK with their marketing. Streets ahead of normal people with the tools that they use, and they are all over social media.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yes, much more so than other companies. I mean, some companies, I can't believe that some companies, even nowadays, still don't have a website or a Facebook presence. I just think that's crazy in today's society. I think it's all going to get a lot faster, and you can communicate. The world's getting smaller. Like, I've been mentoring this year with American people and mixing, networking with the Americans, and I've absolutely loved it, and I've learned loads. But the stuff that they're doing that's not even come over here yet.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I just can't wait. I can't wait to see the explosion.
So lots to look forward to in the next year then.
Definitely. And lots more money to make for FitPros, which is how it should be.
And Yvonne, like, we've spoken about how I've worked with you over the last about 2 years now, I think. So if people have listened to the podcast, enjoyed what we've spoken about, where can they find out more about you?
Well, my website, which is YvonneRadleyMedia.com, and of course I'm on Facebook, and at Yvonne Radley on Twitter.
Yeah, cool. Well, Yvonne, I think the stuff that you've shared with us has been absolutely cracking. Thank you so much for being my first ever guest on the podcast.
I'm really honoured, thank you.
I've thoroughly enjoyed interviewing you. Make sure everyone who's listening that you check out Yvonne on Twitter, give her a follow, and also leave me some comments and some feedback on iTunes, and tune in for the next episode where I will be interviewing the Lean Machines. So thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you.
I'll speak to you very soon.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Katie Bulmer Cook Podcast Show. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and have a great day.